Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, September 8, 2025, through Friday, September 12, 2025. Monday, September 8, 2025. Shiprock, New Mexico man sentenced to 5 years in prison for $1.5 million bid rigging scheme against federally funded educational organization. William Badenai was sentenced to 60 months in federal prison and ordered to pay restitution for orchestrating a bid rigging and money laundering scheme that defrauded a federally funded Native American educational institution of approximately $1.5 million over several years. According to court documents, Badenai conspired with an employee of Kintel Residential Campus Inc., KRCI, from April 2018 to June 2019 to obtain confidential information about construction projects and the bidding process, which was used to ensure Badenai's company secured KRCI contracts. Badenai also caused the creation of falsified or fictitious bids from other companies to evade KRCI's contracting policies. The contracts and related charge orders brought in about $1.5 million in revenue for Badenai's company between 2016 and 2019. In return, Badenai paid kickbacks of approximately $50,000 in cash and checks, funds largely derived from the fraudulent contracts. Badenai additionally admitted to conducting financial transactions designed to conceal the proceeds by depositing portions of contract payments into bank accounts and taking other portions in cash to avoid creating records of fraudulently obtained funds. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, September 9, 2025. San Rafael, California certified public accountant indicted for filing false tax returns and mail fraud scheme. Michael M. Gilbert of San Rafael filed false tax returns for himself and two business entities he controlled. Gilbert, a certified public accountant since 1985, allegedly underreported the total income his accounting and tax return preparation business, M.M. Gilbert & Company, Inc., received during the years 2017 through 2020. The superseding indictment further alleges that Gilbert solicited payments from clients of M.M. Gilbert for tax strategies and donations, among other things, which the clients paid to White Mountain Properties, Inc., another entity Gilbert controlled. Gilbert allegedly did not report these payments as income on the company's 2017 through 2021 business tax returns. The White Mountain funds did not create a tax benefit for Gilbert's clients, and Gilbert allegedly instead diverted the payments for his own personal enrichment. In 2020 to 2021, Gilbert is alleged to have transferred more than $5 million from White Mountain to himself and then failed to report that income on his individual tax returns. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, September 10, 2025. South Florida Telecom Company and its CEO pay $128 million and CEO is sentenced to 5 years for massive government program fraud. Isa Assad and Q-Link Wireless LLC were sentenced for conspiring to defraud and commit offenses against the United States in connection with a years-long scheme to steal over $100 million from a celebrated federal program providing discounted phone services to people in need. Assad, Q-Link CEO, was also sentenced for money laundering from a separate scheme to defraud a different federal program meant to aid individuals and businesses hurt by the COVID-19 pandemic. Assad and Q-Link were each sentenced on count one of an information which charged them with conspiring to commit wire fraud and to steal government money, and also with conspiring to defraud the United States. Assad was also sentenced on count two of the information, which charges him with money laundering. Assad received a sentence of 60 months imprisonment. Q-Link agreed to pay a forfeiture money judgment of over $109 million. Assad and Q-Link also agreed to jointly pay $109,637,057 in restitution to the Federal Communications Commission, FCC. Assad separately paid $1,758,339.25 in restitution to the United States Small Business Association and paid a forfeiture judgment against him of $17,484,118. The paid financial penalties and restitution totaled over $128 million. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, September 11, 2025. Founder and CEO of AML Bitcoin sentenced to 7 years in prison for multi-million dollar fraud scheme. Roland Marcus Andrade, founder and CEO of AML Bitcoin, was sentenced to 84 months in federal prison for wire fraud and money laundering. At the conclusion of a 5-day trial in March 2025, a jury found Andrade guilty of wire fraud and money laundering in connection with the fraudulent marketing and sale of cryptocurrency called AML Bitcoin, a scheme that raised millions of dollars through false and misleading statements to investors about the cryptocurrency and the purported technology behind it. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Andrade made false statements to the public and potential purchasers of AML Bitcoin, representing the development of the technology. Among other misrepresentations, Andrade falsely claimed that the Panama Canal Authority was close to permitting AML Bitcoin to be used for ships passing through the Panama Canal when no such agreement existed. Court documents and evidence presented at trial established that Andrade defrauded cryptocurrency investors out of approximately $10 million. Andrade diverted more than $2 million in proceeds from the sale of AML Bitcoin and spent it on personal expenses, including the purchase of 2 properties in Texas and 2 luxury automobiles. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, September 12, 2025. Fifth defendant convicted for laundering funds from fraud schemes to Nigerian transnational organized crime groups. Oluwazungan Beiwu was convicted for conspiracy to launder funds in connection with multiple wide-range wire, mail, and access device fraud schemes. Beiwu was convicted of money laundering conspiracy following a 22-day trial in San Juan, Puerto Rico. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Awazuin Adelakan and Temedope Omoteo, both of Staten Island, New York, Ifeoluwa Dadubo of Austin, Texas, and Tametope Suleiman and Oluwazungan Beiwu of Richmond, Texas, conspired to launder funds from different international organized fraud schemes, including romance, pandemic relief unemployment insurance fraud, and business email compromise scams. The fraud schemes disproportionately impacted elderly or otherwise vulnerable Americans. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.